Hello, Master? When are you coming home? Not soon enough. I'm just sitting here by myself with no one to take care of me. You know, as Nekos require lots of pampering, right? You are not a silly master, so I know that you knew this before you even got me. What do you mean you can look after me when you come home? I want it now. I demand it now. You adopt a Neko and then just leave her here to rot? Huh? Rotting is a harsh term? Well, potato, potato. It doesn't matter what you want to call it. You're not the one who has to sit here all alone. You have another 4 hours? What the hell? What am I supposed to do in all of that time? Sleep more? I'm insulted you even said that. I do not sleep all day long. Nekos don't really need that much. I'll have you know that I'm an. Of course I was asleep when you went to work. That is normal. I'm a Neko, not a dang harpy. Back to the point. Why are you even leaving me? I don't get it. What is so interesting about those sheets and numbers? You've got a cute, lonely Neko with soft fur at home that you can take care of, and you choose sales meetings and PowerPoints over that? You don't have to be there all day long, 5 days a week. People skip work all the time. I know it. I've seen it on TV. They only make a little deal out of it. And besides, you can do the home office thing. It's all the rage right now. That's not how it works. Yes, it is. You don't have to play clever with me, Master. I'm not some naive, stupid Neko that'll do anything you say. I think for myself, and I certainly will not take anyone telling me fibbers. That includes you, my so-called master. You have to work to earn money? Okay, but you already have a place to live along with savings. Rent? Hardly an excuse. Why do you have to be greedy and get all this extra money? Financial freedom. What does that mean? What is it that you can't do with the money you already have? Always nice to have extra, huh? Yeah. And job safety? You humans and your work. Is that all you care about? You have a living, breathing, feeling creature at home, and then you just want to work and get money. I was hoping you'd be different, but you humans are all the same. Whatever. Tell you what, if you don't come here, I'll escape from home, and you'll never see me again. I'm overreacting? No, you are underreacting. A master is supposed to look after his Neko. There's no one else to take care of me. Or is there? Who's gonna be taking care of me since you won't? Don't think I can't hear that in the background. Those are your co-workers, right? What are they murmuring about? Are they making fun of me? Don't lie to me, they definitely are. Oh, you're sure? Okay, so what now? Are you coming? So you finally decided to listen to me. See? The boss didn't need you there anyway. I'm lucky the business is slow. I do not feel lucky being here all by myself. Look, maybe you're the one who's lucky that I even bothered calling you instead of running off. You should be thankful, grateful. Don't go off about some stupid.
The business is slow this time of year anyway.
Oh, what's a domestic situation? Huh? You're confusing me. Hello? I heard that. Your boss said go home and take care of it. Does that mean you're coming to focus on me? Hello? He hung up on me. Fine. I'll amuse myself just for a little while longer. I Hey, Master, you're finally home. Please take care of me before the domestic thingy. I am the domestic. Is that an insult? Is domestic a pejorative? I bet it is, and your boss was bad-mouthing me as well. I'm not some stupid domestic or whatever. I'm your cat girl, and it's your job to take care of me. You better apologize on behalf of both. No, it's not a pejorative. A promise? Because if not, then you can stick that domestic right up your... No, I'm not enjoying it too much. Stop saying things like that out loud. I'm sure you've been taught your manners. I'm touch-starved. You touch-starved me on purpose. You do it all the time, so I'm melting your big human hands. That's right. I'm on to you. Just, keep going, okay? I am not acting rebellious today. What do you mean by that? I'm acting like all Nekos do towards their owners. This is just how we are. And if you can't accept that, then I'm not myself. It's not up to you to tell me who I am, mister. I know myself way better than you do. I'm acting like Tussandre? What's the... That's nothing. I swear I'm not acting. I really want it to be good for you and for things to be different. And I don't know how to act. Yes, I mean it. Are you implying that I'm being awkward for no reason? I want to be a good Neko, but you're just constantly running away from me all the time. Obviously, I have to keep myself occupied, and those stupid websites with all those animes, it set me up for expectations that aren't realistic. If I didn't watch those websites, I wouldn't, like, act up. Master, no one told me how I'm supposed to be a good Neko at home while you work. How do I know that you won't just get tired of me and abandon me? Or dislike me and release me? What do you even want from me? Just be myself? Stop it, I'm not crying. I don't need your hug. All this time, I was worried about what I had to do, and you're just not expecting anything from me? I don't understand. You're fine just letting me hang around and do whatever? I feel like there's impossible expectations on me, but I don't know any better. I've never done this before. Your hug is reassuring, at least. And I guess I shouldn't expect you to know everything either. But I do have to ask, why did you end up choosing me to adopt? No, I wasn't begging you. Stop saying that. You're winding me up. I guess, though, you really were worried about me. Eh? Yes, please. I could do with a lot more pampering and physical touch. Master, yes. You clean my ears? But they're not dirty. Or are you trying to imply something? Well, if they're not messy, then why are you even offering in the first place? Fine. I accept your peace offering. So, does this mean everything is forgiven? And I get pampered for the rest of the day? I just have to not do it again. I promise to try my best and not have an outburst. So, do I get more head pats now? Oh wait, no, you said you were going to clean my ears, right? I'd be telling a lie if I said I wasn't curious. That's going in my ears? Oh, it's different from those Q-tip thingies that you use. It looks a lot fluffier, too. Can we maybe get in bed together and I sit on your lap? Come on then, let's go move your booty. I want pampered and spoiled. Can you blame me though? I guess I'll get on your legs now. I'm not too heavy, am I? Okay. Are you sure about this? You said you're not used to being a master, and so I won't have you tinkering about with some fluffy sticks in my ears if it's gonna go bad. Your words have intrigued me. And how would you know anything about Neku ears, mister? Unless you'd like to confess you've done some research. You didn't happen to look up other stuff, did you? Like, about Neko's heat and things? Your stuff only? Really, Master? There's a lot more to Neko's than meets the eye, but, well, you're learning and trying your best, so that's all that matters. I don't know, maybe Master's got some sort of ear fetish. You always look at mine a lot. Maybe I truly did get adopted by a master with some weird ear obsession. So, are you ready to try it? To clean my ears? I guess it's actually not that bad. It's not, like, dirty, is it? It would be kind of embarrassing if it was. I could probably get used to this. Master, can I be perfectly honest with you for a bit? Thank you. I wanted to say that I really downplayed how anxious and insecure I felt inside. I'm not really used to affection like this, or just being shown physical affection, and I guess this is kind of an act of service. I was reading up about you humans. You guys gravitate towards one kind of love type, but, well, we Nekus kind of demand all of them at once. I know I'm not easy, but I'm still very appreciative. I was hoping that if I ever had a master, they would turn out just like you. That there's someone that would finally take care of me, pamper me and cuddle me. The other stray Nekos, they weren't that nice. And the rest of the time, I had to fend for myself. When we finally came together, I thought everything would change. But nothing seemed to happen. Master, why didn't you start cuddling and holding me right away? Personal space and boundaries. But I wanted to be adopted as your Neko. Did you think I just wanted shelter and free food? I wish I could have experienced this much sooner. Imagine all of this snuggly comfort I missed out on over the years. I think maybe I wouldn't have been so bratty and feisty towards humans if I knew that there were good ones out there like you. What if I had a master when things were at their worst? It definitely would have been a lot better than the streets. It's much better now that you're here. I have you now. I should probably just focus on enjoying my new life and forget about how things used to be. Maybe if you snuggle up and pamper me enough, it'll all be like a bad dream that will be very happily forgotten. Instead, I'll know what it's like to be held or given scritches, or just being looked after in general. You wanna brush out my hair too? Master, I was having a moment. What's wrong with my hair anyway? Isn't it good the way it is? Scruffy? Really? What do you mean, scruffy? It's fine. Dang, you're really criticizing me today. No wonder I'm touchy. Okay, maybe it's a little tangled. Just be gentle, pretty please, and I'll sit nice. You're lucky. You humans, like, do the bare minimum to maintain your hair. And then you have the nerve to tell me? You are not going to use the... Okay. Was that really necessary? And that too? Yeah. Wet hair is easier to brush out, but... You're lucky I have found my peace and tranquility, or I'd be lashing out at you right now. Please, just do not use any more water. And you better dry me afterwards, or I will write a formal complaint. Master, I have to confess something again. I think the reason my hair is so tangled is when I'm stressed, I scratch at my scalp. I'm glad you're here to de-stress me, detangle me. So, thank you. Don't pretend you didn't hear me. I shall not be inflating your ego too much, or else you might think that you're too good for a stray neko. You might upgrade to a kitsune or something. And I do not like the idea of sharing my master. It is your duty, as my master, to be completely dedicated to my needs. Oh, I got shivers there. It went up my spine, made my scalp feel all tingly. I don't know what you did, but it felt like magic. Oh? Yes. I feel a lot safer now that you're around. I get lonely and miss you when you're away. I know, deep down inside, I can't have you all to myself. But a neko can dream, can't she? No, I'm not that tired. I napped recently after the call. Hey. You don't mind if I just get comfy. Thank you. supposed to wake up a sleeping kitty. What's happening? He read something online that will de-stress me? Sure, you can do it, but just let me sleep. Why are you pulling my panties down? Master, what are you doing? That's my sensitive area. You have never put your hand on me like that, let alone your mouth. It won't taste nice. Stop, please. It's good. You're just saying that. What are you even doing to me? You're saying this can help me relax, but I've just woken up and when your tongue is pressed against the spot like that. Was this your plan all along or something? It's normal for us Nekos to get stressed, but this is a treatment. I'm not blushing, it's a new sensation, okay? I never ever thought my own master could be so lewd to do this to me. It's making it wet. It's causing more noise. It's embarrassing, Master. Are you really gonna do this to me? I can't believe I even have to say this, but no, I've never touched myself or brought myself to an orgasm before. Why are you smirking? Did you just stick a finger in me? The sensation. I have never felt like this. No, I'm losing it. Yes, Master, I'll stay with you. But to describe it, it's like down there feels really hot and fuzzy and wet and slick. The finger, though, your finger inside me is applying pressure on my whole. I feel a little stretched out, but your tongue licking and sucking on my sensitive areas. It is magnificent. It makes me want more. Is that bad of me? I don't know when I'll finish. Please hold my hand, Master. I'm getting scared. Thank you for reassuring me. I wouldn't want it to be anyone else but you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being such a bratty Neko. I really am. But if acting up like this means I get this kind of reward, I think you might be conditioning me to be naughty. My heartbeat is getting stronger. It feels like there's a lot of blood rushing around my body. I feel faint, but it feels so good. Like I'm drifting. Could Master make me feel like this more often? I wanna try more. I know about relationships and what people do together. I've always wanted that for us. My Master is so amazing and kind and caring and selfless, and I'm good at making his Neko super horny. I can't believe I can even say such little things out loud, but does Master have a boner pleasing his kitty like this? Oh my god, I think I see something, and I'm just curious if it turns you on, having me whimper under your touch. Oh my pussy, it's tight. Oh my god, Master, my pussy is tight. Two fingers is quite a lot. You're going so fast, it's so good. No, don't stop, please. I'm desperate for more. Yes, why does it feel so good? Why are you making me feel so damn good? Oh my god, I honestly, I never realized how big your tongue and your mouth are in comparison to me. It's so small under you, aren't I? Oh my god. Yeah, I can't help getting loud. I'm sorry, but I can't help it. You've got me bent over for you, ass up, while your face is buried in my pussy. I'm feeling funny. Master, I think we need to stop it. I feel like I need to pee soon. What do you mean that's good? Don't be silly. Why are you pushing me down? Oh my god. You're spreading me, Master. I can't. No, stop it. I'm gonna pee. You don't understand. I can't take much more. But you're doing it to me, Master. I'm not lying. I'm serious. I'm gonna pee. You're not listening to me. You're not listening to me, Master. I'm peeing. So good to pee there. Ew, you're licking it. Stop it, Master. Oh, it's not pee? Well, maybe you could make me not pee again sometime. I have to admit, I do feel pretty relaxed after that. So I guess your trick worked. I am one very happy Neko. Okay. I'm gonna go sleepy bye bye now. Good night, Master.